Chapter 9 of Childhood by Leo Tolstoy, translated by Charles James Hogarth, 1869-1945. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Recording by expatriate in Bangor, Maine. Chapter 9. A First Essay in Love. Pretending to gather some American fruit from a tree, Lubotshka suddenly plucked a leaf upon which was a huge caterpillar, and throwing the insect with horror to the ground, lifted her hands and sprang away, as though afraid it would spit at her. The game stopped, and we crowded our heads together as we stooped to look at the curiosity. I peeped over Katenka's shoulder as she was trying to lift the caterpillar by placing another leaf in its way. I had observed before that the girls had a way of shrugging their shoulders whenever they were trying to put a loose garment straight on their bare necks, as well as that Mimi always grew angry on witnessing this maneuver and declared it to be a chambermaid's trick. As Katenka bent over the caterpillar, she made that very movement, while at the same instant the breeze lifted the fichu on her white neck. Her shoulder was close to my lips. I looked at it and kissed it. She did not turn round, but Volodya remarked without raising his head, "What spooniness!" I felt the tears rising to my eyes and could not take my gaze from Katenka. I had long been used to her fair, fresh face, and had always been fond of her, but now I looked at her more closely and felt more fond of her than I had ever done or felt before. When we returned to the grown-ups, Papa informed us to our great joy that at Mama's entreatings our departure was to be postponed until the following morning. We rode home beside the carriage, Volodya and I galloping near it and vying with one another in our exhibition of horsemanship and daring. My shadow looked longer now than it had done before, and from that I judged that I had grown into a fine rider. Yet my complacency was soon marred by an unfortunate occurrence. Desiring to outdo Volodya before the audience in the carriage, I dropped a little behind. Then with whip and spur I urged my steed forward, and at the same time assumed a natural, graceful attitude, with the intention of shooting past the carriage on the side on which Katenka was seated. My only doubt was whether to halloo or not as I did so. In the event, my infernal horse stopped so abruptly when just level with the carriage horses that I was pitched forward onto its neck and cut a very sorry figure. End of chapter 9. Recording by expatriate in Bangor, Maine.